The Healthcare for All Colorado Foundation's taken a unique approach to their advocacy for widespread healthcare access, a touring one-man play. The author and performer of the one-man play called Mercy Killings is Michael Milligan, and he's in studio with us this morning. Hey, man, welcome to KUVO.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
The play, kind of intimidating right from the title, man. Mercy Killings.
It's Mercy Killers.
Mercy Killers. Okay, we'll get that right. All right. How did you come to write this emotional piece on the technical aspects of managing life without insurance?
Well, it came from three personal experiences that I had. The first being that I was in a relationship with someone who required a lot of medical care. It wasn't anything as life and death as is depicted in this play, but it definitely woke me up to what it can be like to be underinsured or uninsured in this country. We were both artists, and something people might not think about is that artists in our country have tended to be a group that's been marginalized by the healthcare system.
Because it's not a steady job, you're not in that sort of standard, you get insurance with work kind of arrangement.
That's right.
So you're gig to gig, production to production, and lack of insurance.
Yeah, and for actors, we have a union. We got 50,000 members, but only 8,000 at any given time qualify for the union health insurance because of the way you got to qualify and stuff like that. But that experience was caught me completely by surprise because I'd never given a thought about the healthcare system, and that's the situation. That's the way it is in our country, is that people don't think about it. Mm-hmm. They don't think it's anything that would ever happen to them, and then it happens. And then when it happens and you face a medical crisis, you become silent because you become completely consumed by trying to deal with the situation.
It can be all-consuming. Broadway actor Michael Milligan touring Colorado this week and next with his one-man production of Mercy Killers. It's sponsored by the Healthcare for All Colorado Foundation. Now, describe this character, just a regular Joe.
His name is Joe. I think I got his name from, if you remember, Joe the Plumber. Because I'm from Ohio, and the character is from southeastern Ohio. So it's takes place in the interrogation room of a police station, and Joe sort of he lives on the border of Appalachia. So
Pennsylvania, West Virginia, somewhere.
Appalachia's a big long area, he could be from a lot of different places. He's a self-proclaimed libertarian guy, so he prides himself in his self-reliance and that he's done everything right, and he can take care of everything. Mm. He's a very proud guy. He's an auto mechanic.
Has his own shop.
And then all of a sudden he finds himself facing a crisis. And then what happens is, his wife loses her insurance, and then he's all of a sudden awakened to the reality of this system. And as he's telling his story, he's also struggling with the contradiction between his worldview and the way that he thinks the world is supposed to work and what is actually happening.
What he's facing. We did find a clip on YouTube, so we'll go to that clip. It's kind of intense for 8:38 in the morning, as you might imagine this life experience might be, but let's hear this clip. Michael Milligan in Mercy Killers.
After the fight, I'm sitting there with the application. I see what we gotta do. Yeah, I'm the reason she can't get Medicaid. See, they're using your shared income for the cutoff. So if I'm not in the picture, the only way that I could see take care of my wife is by getting a divorce. Yeah, without me, they're gonna fast track her through Medicaid. Well, we read on the web that breast cancer covered pretty good. Actually, they got a new program, breast cancer. You go, you get screened, they fast track you through the treatment on Medicaid, but that program, that's only good for women 40 to 65, and Jane is 35. I don't think she can wait 5 years.
Lots of little loops and loopholes that you have to jump through to qualify for certain coverage under certain conditions.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a couple bones to pick. I imagine it's not entirely heavy. I mean, people aren't like fighting and crying, walking out.
Well, it's pretty heavy, but Joe, you know, he's got a little bit of that Appalachian storyteller in him, so he likes to throw in a few zingers here and there, a few humorous things.
But, yeah, fairly intense, not necessarily a family show. Let's say that. Michael Milligan, thank you so much for joining us, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for bringing me in.